Well, what's it like for you to be honored here tonight?
Oh, it's what honor could you get when you live in Maryland all these years and get inducted to the Hall of Fame? I mean, how could you ask for any more? I mean, since I rode here for so long, even though I wasn't born here, I've lived here and raised my family here. So I feel like I'm a Marylander, and to be inducted into the Hall of Fame is just, I mean, it's over the top for me, and I'm very grateful.
What was it about Maryland that was so special to you that made you decide to both ride here and to also raise your family here?
Well, you know, Maryland, like I always used to say, Maryland is great racing, and it's a great place to raise my kids and stuff, and it was just, it worked out well, and I can just go from riding to home every night. I wasn't traveling much, you know, only on special occasions I'd, you know, go places, but it just felt good to go home and eat dinner and get to most of the sports events with my kids and stuff. It just actually worked out great for me.
And here, this Hall of Fame, quite an honor. What did you think when they originally gave you the call to say that you're going into the Maryland Sports Hall of Fame?
Oh, and I got the call. I was actually going to ride, and I had to listen to it twice. I said, really? What did you say? And actually, for one second, I thought it was a joke. I thought somebody was playing a joke on me. But, I was real excited. And, I'm real grateful. And it's just a good feather in my cap of my career to be inducted to the Maryland Hall of Fame.
It also says a lot about Maryland racing that you decided to both ride here and live here. It says a lot, and I know a lot of other jockeys and horse people have done the same thing.
Yes, like I said, Maryland's a great place to ride. And I've seen, actually, this is my 33 years of riding. And I've traveled in the last few years around, but I made my career here, and like I said, most of my 6,487 winners are in Maryland, and to be the leading rider in the history of Maryland winners is just, you know, and I'm not that old, you know, because to say that, get that title years ago, actually Mike Gathekin enlightened me on that. I didn't even know myself. He said, you won more races in Maryland than anybody in history of in Maryland racing. And Maryland racing's been around for a long time. And I was, you know, like, wow, I mean, it's a lot. Actually, you know, it was a lot of hard work, but I loved every minute of it.
How about being honored at Laurel Park on Saturday that take you down to the winner's circle and honor you there?
Well, you know, it's going to be really good because it's going to be really great for, like, you know, coming from here to there and knowing I'm coming to the end of my career, and maybe I might not be ever riding in Maryland after, you know, I might not ever ride a horse on the racetrack again, because I'm taking some time off, and I might not ever ride a horse on the Laurel track, Bowie, or not Bowie, Pimlico, and actually I'm going to be somewhat sad, because, you know, I've felt these feelings of being in the post parade, and when it was windy, and then when it was hot, and just feeling crossing the wire, that feeling they have that I won't have it on the Maryland tracks no more. And for them to do this honor for me at Laurel is just, you know, I'm just going to, it's going to put an end, it's going to be a nice ending for me.